It's the weekday wake up on the SBI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. Joining us today is Mr. Chris Levesque. He's the CEO of TerraPower and joining us today to discuss the recent announcement regarding the schedule of TerraPower and where things are standing for South Lincoln County and the Kemmerick community. Mr. Levesque, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks a lot, Duke, for having me.
Well, we want to jump right into the announcement that was made just a couple days ago regarding TerraPower and the delay on when things will really start cranking up. Mr. Levesque, just give us an update on this announcement. Maybe in your words, tell us what this is here.
Yeah, sure. Happy to, Duke. And, you know, one point I want to make right off the bat on, you know, using your terms, when do things crank up? There's no change to when we start things in Wyoming, but because of the fuel supply issue that, you know, we've been reading about over the last 10 months since, you know, the Russians attacked Ukraine, that is going to make it so that we don't have available fuel for that first natrium reactor when we plan to go online in 2028. So what we announced yesterday was that the online date, the date that the natrium reactor in Kemmerer is making electricity, is now 2030. And we've even gone on as far to say, if we don't start a project in the U.S. to start making this what we call the high-assay, low-enriched uranium, if we don't get a project in place to do that, the delays on the end of this project will continue to add, you know, month by month. So we were, you know, disappointed that we had to acknowledge this, but we're still super committed to the project. You know, we raised a lot of private investment this year, $830 million that we announced, and we have the, you know, the Advanced Reactor Demonstration Program, which is the, you know, the Department of Energy program that's matching the private investment, you know, dollar for dollar. So even though the end date is moving, the start date and the economic impacts that we can expect in Lincoln County aren't moving to the right. So, you know, one of the things we announced at a town hall meeting a couple months ago in Kemmerer was that in 2023, we're going to start construction of what we call the test and fill facility at that site. It's not the power plant yet. It's kind of a support facility. So that's still starting in 23, still starting the non-nuclear part of the plant, which we call the energy island. We'll still begin that in 2024. And today we still have 800 design engineers, you know, at TerraPower and our partners working on the design to support those construction start dates. I've had great, you know, discussions with Governor Gordon and Senators Barrasso and Lummis in the last couple days. They're really supportive on this, you know, and both, you know, both senators have key roles in the Senate. You know, Senator Manchin is the ranking member of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, and Senator Lummis is on the Energy and Public Works Committee. And so they're both really active in, you know, enabling these projects. Senator Barrasso is super active in, you know, the nuclear fuel supply for, you know, not just natrium, but for all the reactors in the U.S., the 92 reactors. So they really understand some of the limitations we've had, and they're, you know, they're helping us work this issue with the fuel supply. And I'm confident, actually, that they're going to help get us help get this fixed. There's $2.1 billion in potential funding for what they call the end-of-year package. And, you know, our announcement, I think, you know, might just tip Congress, you know, over the edge and be able to make that additional funding happen for, you know, for this fuel supply, which again, it's important for us, but it's important for the country, okay? You know, one of the things that the Russian invasion of Ukraine really reminded everybody of was energy security, and that we have to really pay attention to, you know, where our components are coming from, where our fuel is coming from for our, you know, our energy supply in the U.S. And, you know, we're continuing to import uranium from Russia, in fact, even after the invasion of Ukraine, you know, not for TerraPower's plants, but some of the existing plants in the U.S. So this fix that we need is for Natrium, but it's also for those operating plants.
Mr. Levack, with the CEO of TerraPower joining us today on the Weekday Wake Up, Chris, just a couple other questions I have on this. First off, you mentioned what's happening with Congress and the support from the governor. Governor Gordon's mentioned in the past that he hopes that Wyoming can at some point become the largest uranium producer and help support this right from Wyoming. But let's say that Congress is able to get the ball rolling on some things. Do you think there's any way that this could be, if uranium is able to be ramped up production in the states, could we go back to the 2028 timeline, or are you pretty set on that 2030, do you think?
Yeah, I think there's not much potential for recovering that schedule, because when I say something needs to happen, there's the funding, but then what needs to begin is a new facility needs to be created for enriching this high assay, low enriched uranium. So, you know, I know in Wyoming, people know, you know, the mining process quite well, but in between the mining process and making nuclear fuel, there's that enrichment process where you, you know, take the natural uranium and you have to actually spin it in a centrifuge, kind of like your washing machine, and, you know, spin as a spin cycle. And that's how you make the what they call the uranium-235 that we actually use in the reactor that undergoes fission. So these kind of facilities are kind of a known technology, you know, pretty well understood. Uranium has been enriched for decades, you know, for today's 92, you know, American reactors, for submarines, but we've kind of let, in the U.S., we've kind of let our enrichment capability languish, okay? And I think the Russian invasion of Ukraine was really kind of a wake-up call for a lot of people that we need a very healthy, fuel supply from the U.S., but also that next step after the mining is the enrichment. And so this funding that I'm pretty confident Congress is going to come through with is going to help us create that enrichment capability in the U.S. that will be allowed to languish.
Okay. So that was my next question. You referenced when you were in Kemmer a couple months ago for the public meeting, and one of the statements you made was that TerraPower didn't have plans to use, if I'm understanding the statement correctly, you mentioned they weren't planning to use Russian-based uranium, which people applauded and cheered at that meeting at the time. And now we're hearing that, well, now we got to delay this because the supply chain from Russia is now slacking. And so is that because of the enrichment process? Maybe clarify that just so people understand.
Sure. Yeah. And just to kind of go through the events, when we announced the project, and the 2028 completion date, and we communicated all this, publicly, because this kind of enrichment wasn't currently possible in the U.S. Again, because, you know, we simply kind of let that, you know, that process languish. We were going to get the first core load for this Kemmerer plant. We were going to procure that, what we call high assay, low enriched uranium. We were going to procure the first core load, from Russia, who has, you know, an established supply and capability. We didn't like that. The plan was always that, okay, we expect the U.S. to create the capability, and, you know, the second and future core loads would then be a U.S. source. But when Russia attacked Ukraine in February, you know, it became clear to TerraPower, you know, immediately that, you know, using a Russian source was going to be a no-go, right? And so in the 10 months since then, we've been working with the Department of Energy and, you know, key members of Congress to kind of, hey, let's get the plan in place to create this enrichment capability, you know, faster than originally planned. And so far, unfortunately, we haven't started that, you know, that process. So, I really think, you know, our announcement yesterday is even bringing more attention to this. And, Senator Barrasso, you might have seen, came out with a pretty strong statement after our announcement. I think, you know, even though this is kind of unfortunate news, I think it's, you know, creating the kind of attention we need to fix this problem. And, you know, you mentioned uranium mining. Even though the process I'm talking about is enrichment, not mining, you know, there's going to be a lot more nuclear plants in the U.S. And I think it's going to be an opportunity for, you know, Wyoming uranium miners. You know, I know Travis Deedy pretty well at the Wyoming Mining Association. There's, you know, there's a big opportunity for Wyoming there with, you know, with new nuclear reactors. We are not a mining company per se. You know, TerraPower designs reactors. It will be the eventual owners of these plants who buy the fuel. But, you know, we plan to build a lot of Natrium reactors. Unfortunately, this first one is going to be completed a little late. But there's going to be many of them. And I do want to make sure people heard about an announcement we made last month with PacifiCorp. We announced after that first plant in Kemmerer, we actually want to do 5 additional Natrium reactors at sites in Wyoming and Utah. And we want those all to come online by 2035. So, you know, at TerraPower, our main biggest program is Natrium, and our whole launchpad for that program begins in the Mountain West. It begins, you know, in Wyoming. There's similar sites in Utah also that have coal plants that are scheduled for retirement now for, you know, EPA rules and things like that. So there's a big opportunity for us to, you know, help manage, you know, PacifiCorp's electricity needs in the Mountain West. But I still maintain this, and, you know, this is what I talk to Governor Gordon about often, is there's a big opportunity for, you know, manufacturing in Wyoming. We're working more with the University of Wyoming for, you know, having university programs, community college programs that all kind of benefit, not just from one plant or the 5 additional plants, but because we're beginning this Natrium program in Wyoming, you know, there's a chance for Wyoming industry and universities to be involved in the beginning of a whole new phase of nuclear energy.
Chris Levesque, CEO of TerraPower. And Chris, just maybe one last time, reiterate, it sounds like that despite this announcement, the plan in Kemmerer, at least for the next year or two, is to stay on the original schedule, correct?
Totally. We're full speed ahead. You know, it's too bad that our end date, you know, the date where we'll be making electricity for the grid, is now moving from 2028 to 2030. But we have a lot of work to do, and we have to, you know, we're going to have more rocks in the road. This is a first-of-a-kind project, so it doesn't help us to wait to start. We're going to start, you know, in 2023 with the construction of the test loop on the Kemmerer site, and then we're going to start plant construction in 2024 on those non-nuclear systems. So, you know, really the economic impacts, the beginning of those are not going to be delayed. And, you know, with yesterday's announcement, I really appreciate you having me on the show, Duke, to, you know, help assure the community that we're there to stay, and they're going to start, you know, folks in Kemmerer and Diamondville, Lincoln County are going to see activity, you know, just as we've promised over the last year.
That's Chris Levesque, CEO of TerraPower. Chris, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it today.
Thank you so much, Duke. Take care.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.